Friday, November 1st, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Twitter says no politics, while Facebook makes it worse. Kids' screen time and their impact. And MSP ransomware victims get broader coverage. This is the Business of Tech. Twitter has announced a policy change to ban political ads on its platform. The policy starts on November 22nd. Facebook, who recently announced their policy to allow outright falsehoods in political ads on their platform and would not fact-check those ads, is already running into problems. The company has started making exceptions to its policy, removing an ad by a political action committee that claimed Senator Lindsey Graham supported the Green New Deal. To respond, the PAC registered one of its members as a candidate as a workaround, and Facebook still removed the ad. So why do we care? This is tried and true. The more you try and create rules for every exception, the more you get bogged down in the minutiae and lose sight of the larger picture. Let's remember here that Facebook is choosing to accept this money for advertising. This problem goes away if they choose not to. Next, they can choose to build a solution for identifying false information. They claim this is hard. It's important to note that they did solve this for anti-vaccination content, where they could get into significant trouble if found involved in an outbreak. Media publications like the New York Times have found ways to police content on a significantly less profit than Facebook's. Twitter is solving its problem early by moving against it. It's a differentiation push that makes sense based on their smaller revenue base. It has the advantage of also being very clear and a good counter policy to Facebook's problems. The lesson? Be clear with your intentions. Facebook is trying to have their cake and eat it too, and that's not working. Twitter chooses to simplify the policy for long-term gain. Lower-income teens, defined as 13 to 18-year-olds from families that make less than $35,000 per year, spend more than 8.5 hours each day on smartphones, tablets, video games, and other screen media. That's compared with 6 hours and 49 minutes for their higher-income peers, families over $100,000. Lower-income tweens, defined as age 8 to 12, use screen media for nearly 6 hours a day, compared with 4 hours for higher-income tweens. That's despite higher-income kids having universally greater ownership of all matters of screens, from smartphones to computers to TVs, according to a study by media nonprofit Common Sense. Full story from Recode. Why do we care? Today's theme seems to be the implications of technology, doesn't it? Here, it's about how different users are affected in different ways, potentially because of factors that were not considered. Did device designers consider the income of the users on the impact of the device use? The guess is no. Technology is a cheap form of entertainment. For those with less means, these are options that can be enjoyed for less. Here's a whole new category of use cases for testing. Ars Technica has a piece this week specifically about managed services providers being hit by ransomware. The article first outlines the value of MSPs to small organizations, focused on the ability to leverage greater IT resources than they have on their own, but then adds how MSPs are attractive targets for ransomware operators. Threat researchers at the cloud security provider Armor are publishing incidents in which MSPs and cloud service providers have been hit with ransomware. And the list now includes 13 documented incidents this year. Why do we care? Besides the fact that MSPs are increasingly under pressure on the security front, the warning is now coupled with the fact that researchers are now specifically tracking this trend. I give you the MSP and CSP wall of shame, courtesy of researchers at Armor. And this piece in Ars Technica means the story is going to a wider media audience. How long until national news coverage focuses here, and what is the threat to those delivering the service? Are MSPs and CSPs paranoid enough is the question. With service providers being targeted, when was the last time all service providers did an internal audit? Is 2FA on everywhere? How is your recovery strategy and testing? Ransomware can be eliminated with well-managed security and good backups. Protecting the crown jewels of a business means you can recover from any circumstance with time and effort, but not by paying a ransom. If service providers are in the risk management game, are they paranoid enough? Be very, very afraid. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT.
Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on MSPradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at MSPradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience, and we'll see you on Monday.